First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ellie O'Neill has something to say about social media.
After a long day of school, I come home, lay on my bed, and grab onto my phone, scrolling through social media to see what other people are up to and talking about. Before I know it, hours have gone by and it's dark out. What about, it's 4 a.m. and I can't sleep, so I reach over to my nightstand, where I grab a hold of my phone to go on social media and see who else is up. Has that ever happened to you? Social media is very quickly sucking up the lives of my generation and spitting out self-proclaimed Instagram models, obsessive tweeters, and professional Snapchatters. This growing dependency that we have to be constantly seeing what other people are up to, or even to be updating our own sites, is really taking away from us being social and in the present. It's becoming a separate virtual little world where things like stalking somebody on the internet is normal, joked about even, and clicking the like button on a person's photo is somehow considered flirting. More and more, we are relying on social media for things like the news, all the way to finding a significant other. Is this a new age of expanding networks or dependency that is hurting us socially and intelligence-wise?
Ellie O'Neill recorded this piece while a student at Cabrillo College. If you have something to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.